and it was time to eat. You tell them, you know, the table's all ready, come on and...
Come on to supper.
Okay. And if he's standing there next to his chair, you tell him, go ahead and...
Mm-hmm. Or midday, you tell him, come on to dinner. Okay. Or if somebody's staying with you, you tell him, come to breakfast.
Okay.
Breakfast, dinner, or supper.
Okay. And if he's standing next to his chair, he's at the table.
You want to see for them, especially if it's a woman.
Okay. And you'd tell her to do what?
Have a seat.
Okay. Then you're serving somebody at the table, or you know the food's there, you give them the potatoes or whatever and tell them go ahead and...
Yeah, you serve the guest first.
Okay. And tell them to go ahead and do what?
Help us out.
Okay. Oh. And if he did that, then he'd you'd say he did what?
After you tell him to help us out?
Yeah. Let's say he did that. You say, well, he's already...
Yeah.
He's already done what?
Helped himself and have grace to eat.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if you have food that you're cooking the second time, say food from yesterday that you cooked the second time, what do you call that?
Warming it over.
Okay. Let me see. Do you ever grow your own food?
Huh?
Do you ever grow your own food? Didn't you say your wife grows some
flowers? I've never grown my own food.
Right.
Because I lived in the city most of the time.
Uh-huh.
I never lived in the country. I visited that, but that's the end. When I get dark, I go home.
Uh-huh. What do you keep on the table what do you keep on the table to season the food with?
On the table?
To season the food with.
Salt and pepper, or Worcestershire sauce, or potato. Tough for steak or whatever you're using.
Whatever you're using, okay. And let's say you had some apples there, and one of the children comes along and wants one of those apples, he would say, what would he say?
I'd tell him we'd have to dinner.
Okay.
Don't stop feeding him with get at the table.
Okay.
Because that's a hard habit to break.
Yeah. What do the kids say when they want one?
They don't like it, but it's not going away.
Okay.
Like you used to say that kids only knew that a chicken had legs and wings.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right. Let me see. Let's say you wanted one of those apples, you'd say, what would you say?
If you were at the table?
Yeah, and let's say dinner's over now and you want one of those apples, what would you say?
Give me an apple, please.
They have different kind of peaches. There's a kind that the stone inside sticks to the peach. What do they call that?
Peaches?
Yeah.
There is a name for peaches. I don't know what they are. Then a large peach, then there's a smaller peach.
Okay. And the kinds of nuts that they dig up out of the ground?
Nuts? Well, hickory nuts and palm nuts. Then there's a large nut that's hard to break, crack. But they're mostly used around Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind they dig up out of the ground and they roast them?
I don't know. Peaches grow on the ground fine, don't they?
Like
I don't know what that come out of the ground.
Like the planters people make.
Yeah.
And there's another kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple.